Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue, discussion, your input, your questions, your comments about the issue of the day. As we speak on the issues, may I remind you that this program is designed around you, our listener. It's a Q&A program. You can ask the questions. We'll provide the answers based on the issue that we're covering on that occasion. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is one of the most vital issues that's affecting the fundamental moral, ethical foundation, the fabric, the warp and the woof of our society today. We're talking about government celebrating what God condemns. The government celebrating what God condemns. Ladies and gentlemen, every parent is aware of the God-given responsibility that we have to train up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6 tells us. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe most parents are wanting the best for their child, yet it's becoming evident more and more every day that the parental rights and responsibilities to provide the moral, ethical, biblical, spiritual training is being undermined by the cultural wokeness from the White House down. Joe Biden is the chief purveyor of the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical morality in America today. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast. And we have the documents and the evidence and the information, I believe, to validate our opinion and position that today the government is celebrating, embracing, promoting, promulgating, pushing everything that God condemns according to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy Word is truth." In Psalms 117:2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endureth forever." Ladies and gentlemen, we'll never go wrong in depending on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God for wisdom, for insight, for illumination and direction for what we should do and how we should respond. I call it having a biblical worldview. I believe it's time we have more and more Christians today that will embrace a biblical worldview. I call it a central biblicist worldview. It is taking the truth of the Word of God, using that as the prism by which we analyze all that we see taking place in society. As we look at what is taking place in the Ukraine with the war with Russia, what does the Bible say about that? As we see the nuclear devices being increasingly developed in Iran and Iran confronting the American warships, how should we view that? Under the prism, through the prism of the written, revealed Word of God. When we see Biden wanting to withdraw from any support from Israel, how should we view that? Through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. When we see what is happening with Joe Biden and his push to secularize our children today and destroy the morals and the ethics and the values. How do we view that? We should view it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where truth is despised, where truth is denied, where truth is rejected. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that position today, perhaps more than at any other time in the history of our great constitutional republic. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's a challenge for us today. I believe that's the position that we ought to take even today, and anything we say and do should be based on the truth of the Word of God, not on I think so, I believe so, or perhaps so. It ought not to be on the basis that, as some radio Bible men answer questions that are called in, where they ramble for 5 minutes and then say, well, it's my opinion or I think so. It should go back to what the Word of God says, ladies and gentlemen. No think so, I hope so, I believe so, or opinion when it comes to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11295-291 Old San Augustine Road, 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news, though. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly-oriented environment. They're closed on Sundays so that you, as an employee and staff member of Tools for Time, you can be off on Sunday to worship with your family in the house of God as God's Word intends it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make your application for employment, wait for an interview. See what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, our mic's open. Telephone lines are open. 831-0917. 831-0917. As we look across the spectrum of what is taking place in America today, we're watching the demoralization and the sexualization and the destruction of the morals and ethics and the values in our youth primarily. Our kids, kindergarten and up, are being demoralized, sexualized, and recruited by the sodomite LGBTQ agenda in America, and it's being pushed by the federal government from Joe Biden's seat in his Oval Office and down. Ladies and gentlemen, we get irate when we find, and we get angry, and I don't blame us. We need to get angry. We need to get moved out of the state of lethargy and do something and say something. But we get angry when we, and we ought to stand up against the big box stores, Target and others that are sexualizing our kids with what they're promoting and promulgating in the stores and on the store shelves. We need to get angry when we see the large food chains and the fast food companies, when they openly provide and promote and recruit the sexualization of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all seen Taco Bell pushing the LGBTQ agenda with the drag queen shows in their stores. Boycott Taco Bell. Very simple. Boycott Taco Bell. Boycott any store, any business that will highly promote the sodomite lifestyle, especially during what is called Pride Month. There's no pride in it. Ladies and gentlemen, it destroys the pride in America when we denigrate and destroy the word pride by associating that with the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, sodomy is mentioned 38 times in the Bible, sodomy and the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say, it is the only sin. It's not the sin is sin. Sin's going to send a person to hell unless they repent, say yes to Jesus Christ. But sodomite lifestyle is the only sin that God destroyed two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, for, according to Genesis chapter 19. The sodomite lifestyle is the only sin where the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, that God gave them up, gave them over to a reprobate mind. And ladies and gentlemen, a reprobate mind, according to the scripture in Romans, the first chapter, verses 24 through 32, word reprobate literally means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And when you study the verses, ladies and gentlemen, in Romans chapter 1, verse 29 through 32, you'll find what a reprobate mind is. When it says God gave them up over to a reprobate mind, it literally means God released them. God has turned them loose. God has said, if that's what you want to do, do it, and I'll have nothing to do with you. Ladies and gentlemen, a sodomite mind, a reprobate mind that has followed the promulgation of demonic delusion in their lives will spend an eternity in hell lest they repent to and say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But getting back to the basic thought, ladies and gentlemen, and that is simply this. We're seeing these big box stores, the fast food chains, Taco Bell. We've seen Pizza Hut and its pride agenda of carrying out the promotion, the publishing, and the promotion of small, little color books, little small full-color books, booklets for the children. I'm looking at the article that says, Pizza Hut faces major backlash after promoting the drag queen books for kids. Go woke, go broke, stop LGBTQ targeting of America's children, this writer says. Restaurant chain Pizza Hut is facing criticism and boycott calls after recommending a book about child drag queen in its reading program for children. And it goes on to talk about the book and the content of the book, ladies and gentlemen. It is horrific when you understand that. What do you do? How do we respond as Christians? We ought to boycott Pizza Hut. Very simple. Now, the bottom line is, I'm going to talk about several of these different companies, what they're doing, and how we need to respond. But then the bigger question is, how do we respond to a federal government that is a trickle-down across the nation? It is embracing the sodomite lifestyle, embracing the transgender agenda, embracing the transgender surgery to be paid for even by taxpayers, et cetera, et cetera. How do we resolve that? We can't boycott the federal government. We can't boycott the different agencies in the school districts, et cetera, even right here in the Duval County School District under the supervision, auspices, and direction of Dr. Green, our superintendent of schools. She is pushing the sodomite lifestyle with the about a 20 or 25-page document in which they lay out why they are going to help the LGBT community, why they are bringing in all of the pornographic material and the Jasmine Club and everything else that will destroy the child's mind. I say what we need to do in Duval County, for example, ladies and gentlemen, is fire the superintendent of schools. Every parent needs to call and absolutely ring the phone off the hook, start to say, blow the phone up. It might sound a little ominous, and I'm not meaning that fashion. But we need to ring the phone off the hook and say, she needs to be retired. She needs to resign. She needs to be canceled. She needs to be removed from office because of what is being done in Duval County with our kids. That's the only option we have, because we cannot boycott as we can with Target stores. We cannot boycott the school system as we can with Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. But I reckon we could if the right thing choice is made by every parent in the sound of my voice, every grandparent in the sound of my voice. Remove your child from the public school system. But ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing even Burger King during the sodomite month called Pride Month that we're in the midst of now. Here's an article that says Burger King just unveiled their Pride Month burger, and oh boy, Burger King's Pride campaign featuring the Pride Whopper. The campaign started as started on Instagram, and the Pride Whopper, where this article says, we're setting an example for individuality and freedom, and stand for a respectful interaction with each other. Equal rights, empathy, understanding, no matter where you come from, no matter who you are, no matter who you love, no matter what you look like or what you believe in. Time to be proud, this article says. It's some of Burger King's diatribe. This article further says Burger King unveils the same side bun Pride Whopper in honor of Pride Month, end quote. ladies and gentlemen, it's a stench in the nostrils of God. And yet we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as, how would you say, patriots in America, somehow, some way, we're supposed to accept this. I was just talking but a few minutes ago in relationship to the numbers. I believe it was in 2014, we had two major nationwide surveys. One came up with the fact that about 1.5% of Americans identify with the sodomite lifestyle. Another said about 2 or 2.25% identified with the sodomite lifestyle. Let's just give them benefit of the doubt and say it's 4% or 5%. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I find it horrific that about 4 or 5% of society will carry out the mandates and about 98% of the political agenda coming out of Washington and out of state houses across the nation. It's time that we the people say we're not going to tolerate it anymore. It's time that we the people say we're not going to embrace it. We're not going to allow it to take place to destroy this generation of our kids. And ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. It is destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values of this generation, and it shall of future generations, lest we the people, we the moral, ethical, salt of the earth, and light of the world Christians, stand up, speak up, and stop being silent. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast today, of the silence in the pulpits, the silence from the pew, the silence from denominations in relationship to standing against it, contrarywise, literally openly embracing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've seen it taking place now with Taco Bell, with Pizza Hut. We've seen it with Burger King and their Pride Month, with their Pride Whopper, as they're calling it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have all seen what has taken place with Disney. I'm thankful, by the way, of what Ron DeSantis has done in the state of Florida. I'm thankful that Governor Ron DeSantis stood against Disney, challenged them, because the Disney corporate entity had the benefit of having special tax abatement treatment in the state of Florida. And yet, because they have taken a stand challenging House Bill 1557, which is now signed into law, they called it Don't Say Gay Bill, and the bill didn't say that, the law didn't say that whatsoever. It just simply says that a school, a teacher, or a public school cannot teach the sodomite lifestyle and the critical race theory in the public schools for kindergarten through third grade. Ladies and gentlemen, that should have been kindergarten through high school. And I'm praying that some of the legislators, some of the ones that are running for the state house, for the state of Florida for this election cycle, had the privilege of interviewing a number of them. And I'm praying that they will have, when elected, that they'll have backbone enough, stamina enough, and the grits enough, if you will, to take a stand and say, we're going to introduce legislation to expand House Bill 1557 and make it applicable for kindergarten through high school. It ought not to be taught in any academic setting, ladies and gentlemen. The sexualization of our children, the demoralization of our children, the sex change surgeries transitioning for our kids in school ought not to be in the hands and under the authority, the auspices of a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda in our public school system today, which is being promoted and promulgated and pushed and introduced by Joe Biden and the Biden administration from the White House down. It's time that we recognize what is taking place and say no to it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you talk about Disney, I'm reading an article that says Lightyear with same-sex couple will not play in 14 countries. China still in question. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, carefully. Listen to the statement that is made in this article. And understand in America, it has been embraced and received that the Disney sodomite agenda of recruiting your sons and our daughters and grandkids, the recruitment through Disney's performances and through Disney's characters dressed in Disney costumes have been for years and years and years. I've got one article in my archives where for the past 20 to 25 years, Disney has systematically had someone that's been prosecuted as a result of pedophilia because of being able to handle kids on the basis that no one's paying attention because, after all, it's fun and games. But, ladies and gentlemen, they've taken an open stand today that they're going to sexualize our children. They're going to recruit our kids for the pedophile organizational structure that Disney has now been revealed to be. This article says Lightyear, with same-sex couples will not play in 14 countries. Walt Disney Company has been unable to obtain permission to show in its new Pixar movie Lightyear in 14 Middle Eastern and Asian countries, a source said on Monday, and the animated film apparently appeared openly in appeared unlikely to open any place in China, the world's largest movie market. The animated film depicts a same-sex couple who share a kiss, which prompted the United Arab Emirates to ban the film. United Arab Emirates said the couple's relationship violated the country's media content standards. Homosexuality is considered criminal in Middle Eastern countries. Further, it says in the film, Buzz's close friend, a female space ranger, who marries another woman. A scene showing milestones in the couple's relationship, including kissing, end quote. It's a large article. I just gave you the brief skinny, if you will, of it. But here is the point that I make with the summary of the article. Here's America receiving and embracing the sodomite lifestyle and movies put out by Disney that promulgate and that will embrace the sodomite lifestyle and causing it to be entertainment for our children that will cause them to embrace and to agree on that lifestyle. And yet in Islamic countries and foreign countries and foreign nations, what you would consider non-Christian nations, Islamic nations, they seemingly have more moral, ethical sense than America, where they're saying no to the garbage, where they're saying, no, we're not going to use that filth on the airways in our nation and destroy the morals of our people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a far cry from where we are in America, where it seems that everything that comes down the pike when you turn the TV on is viewed as entertainment and ought to be viewed as being okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not okay. Even the Oreo cookies, ladies and gentlemen, now for the Pride Month, they're on board with their full, if you please, contribution and approval of the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite agenda for the so-called Pride Month with an Oreo cookie with a rainbow color cream in the center. What is all this about? Why are we so passionate about this issue? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we watch this continue, it will demoralize and destroy and erode the fundamental Judeo-Christian foundations that America is built on. And if the foundations be destroyed, Psalms 11:3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, if the moral, ethical, Judeo-Christian values foundation that America is built on, if they're destroyed, we'll destroy the church, we'll destroy Christianity, we'll destroy evangelism, we'll destroy anything that's called biblical Judeo-Christian values, because what we're seeing now is this juggernaut that is called the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, that's being pushed by Joe Biden and the White House and all of the constituents therein. We're watching it, and if it continues without any abatement, if it continues without the people in America standing up saying enough is enough, it will destroy the fundamentals of America's foundation. I'm thankful to see across America with our week after week after week primaries that's taking place across the nation. I'm thankful to see conservatives being elected to office. I am discouraged in watching that we're finding women running for office and women being elected. Nothing wrong with good Christian ladies doing that because of seeing that there are spineless men in America not willing to take the forefront. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding many of them are moms that have gotten disconcerted and absolutely angry because of what's happening in our school system and our school boards, and moms and family members being shut out of the school board meetings, and now by the Merrick Garland, the Attorney General under the Department of Justice, now sending information to the FBI to prosecute, to persecute and prosecute any family, any Christian, any mom, any dad, any family member that stands before a school board and challenges the sodomite lifestyle or the critical race theory being taught in the schools. I think many of these moms are saying enough's enough. Many of these moms are saying, if we can't get it done at the school board level, we're going to Washington and we're going to change the laws to make it work on a national level. Ladies and gentlemen, we could continue with the long, long, long list of companies and stores and corporate giants that are on board today with the woke culture of filth and garbage that's being promulgated and pushed across the nation in our homes and our families. But ladies and gentlemen, it's causing a fatal result. I'm looking at an article that says, recent years, we're seeing a sharp rise in youth transgenderism. This article reads, dated June the 11th, a number of American youth who identify as transgenders has almost doubled in the recent years. It goes on to say, there are 1.6 million people aged 13 and up in the USA who identify as transgender. There are roughly 700,000 people between the ages of 13 and 24 who identify as transgender. In the American South, there are 102,200 transgender youth between the ages of 13 and 17 years old. In the Midwest, there are 54,500. In the Northeast, there are 61,700. In the American West, including Alaska and Hawaii, there's about 81,700. According to the New York Times report, that this new data from the Williams Institute previously report in 2017 marks a significant rise specifically in youth transgenderism. Experts on transgender youth believe the children now have the advanced language skills and capacity for social acceptance that emboldens them to explore their gender identities. And ladies and gentlemen, further in the article, it talks about the fact that it's being promulgated, pushed, embraced, and encouraged by the Biden administration. That's the whole of it. That's the capstone of it. And it's as a result of what's being pushed through the Biden administration and all the subsidiaries of that, we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, America going awash, being inundated with a sodomite lifestyle, with a sodomite agenda, with an agenda of destroying the morals, ethics, and the values. And this administration, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the Biden administration, literally has a great detestation for anything that's called morals and ethics and values, and in particular, that's called Christianity. Biblical Christianity is despised today, is persecuted today, is prosecuted today more than in the history of America, more than in the history since the first century church was prosecuted and persecuted, as you see in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, we need to listen up. God forbids it. God has condemned it. And yet we find government accepting it. We find government today embracing it. We find government today promulgating it. We find government today approving that which God's word has disapproved. We find government celebrating what God has condemned. That's a peculiar place to be in America. That's a dangerous state to be in any nation. That's a dangerous position because, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. God has not changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Sin is still sin, and God's word still condemns sodomy and the sodomite lifestyle. Listen, no sodomites will enter the kingdom of God. If you don't believe that, take your leisure. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and you'll find what the scripture says in relationship to that. Look at the scripture in Leviticus. Look at the scripture in Genesis, the 19th chapter. Examine the scripture in Romans chapter 1 of what God says in relationship to a sodomite lifestyle. God's word is very, very clear when you look at the Romans text, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, in verse 24 of chapter 1, God gave them up to uncleanliness. That's talking about sinful lust. God gave them up to vile affections in verse 26. And then in verse 28, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, God gave them over. He turned them over to a reprobate man. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a greater plummet today in the morals and ethics and the values than in the history of our nation. Every mainline denomination today has embraced and celebrate some form, some portion of the sodomite lifestyle. Many denominations now ordain sodomite pastors and sodomite deacons. But ladies and gentlemen, it's still sin. It's still against God's word. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. Right after the top of the hour news, we're going to continue what we're talking about today and how it is coming down from the White House, from the Oval Office with Joe Biden to destroy the morals in America. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.